You're listening to Consider This, episode 96, for February 2nd, 2015.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are, welcome back to another episode of a podcast that can speak politically, but briefly. An uncommon combination. This is Consider This, the podcast with conservative commentary from me, Doug Payton, in 10 minutes or less. I'd also like to welcome back those of you in the Northeast United States digging out from what the Weather Channel named Winter Storm Juno. After shoveling away all that global warming, it's time to come in and take a breather. I have just one question. Why are we naming every storm? I know it's just the Weather Channel and that most people probably had no idea someone named it, but still, it seems a bit much. Well, if your phone is still working, you can call me at 267-CALL-CT0 to let your views be heard. If your internet is still up, you can write me at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com. That's CT as in cold temperatures. If your internet is down and you're going through Facebook or Twitter withdrawal, well, try printing out pictures of your food or your cats and hand them out to random passersby. So for this episode, which I'm naming Xerxes because it sounds cool, I'll be talking about presidential memoranda, how extended unemployment benefits extend unemployment, and all that Obamacare cost savings that's coming up. Just four more episodes until the big 100. Just a reminder, I'd like to hear from you, your favorite topics that have been covered, what you're doing to get the conservative word out, and even if you don't agree with me, what are your biggest disagreements, or have you been surprised at some points of agreement? Let me know so I can put you in show 100. President Obama had complained about how the office of the president had become too powerful under George W. Bush, what with all the executive orders Bush had issued. Since his election, Obama, as well as Harry Reid in the Senate, have made a note of the fact that he has issued fewer of them than Bush. But that's not the whole story. A presidential memoranda is an instrument with the same effect as an executive order, and while presidents before him have used the same thing, Obama has signed 33% more of these memoranda in 6 years than Bush did in 8. Now, added together, according to USA Today, Obama has issued the most executive actions since Jimmy Carter and is on track to take more actions than any other president since Harry Truman battled that do-nothing Congress almost 70 years ago. And he's the first president whose memoranda have exceeded the number of executive orders. So just remember this the next time you hear a Democrat complain of presidential overreach, or anyone in this administration claim some sort of success in that area. What Obama complained about before the election, he has continued with, and increased during his own time in the Oval Office. If you like your imperial president, you can keep your imperial president. In 2013, Democrats argued that ending a, quote-unquote, temporary unemployment benefits program called Emergency Unemployment Compensation, EUC, would hurt families in need. In fact, they called unemployment benefits one of the best ways to grow the economy. At the same time, Republicans argued that the extended benefits program was holding back job creation, which is what the unemployed really needed, job creation. At one point, the program extended unemployment benefits for 99 weeks. At the end of that year, 2013, the program ended. And then what happened? Well, the National Bureau of Economic Research has published a study that stated 1.8 million additional jobs were created in 2014 due to the end of EUC. In the aggregate, Our estimates imply that the end of EUC accounted for about 61% of the aggregate employment growth in 2014. And almost 1 million of these jobs were filled by workers from out of the labor force, who would not have participated in the labor market had benefit extensions been reauthorized. So that's millions of jobs created and a million people with jobs who would have been discouraged from doing so had the government kept extending handouts. Which is better? Which helps Americans more? More handouts or actual jobs? Now, Democrats often accuse Republicans of painting with a broad brush, suggesting that all welfare or unemployment recipients are lazy freeloaders. And I've seen that brush used, and it's unfair to those who are truly in need. But there are those, a million, maybe more, who really do just need a kick in the pants to get out there and find a job. And that kick can be as simple as not paying them for almost 2 years to not work. Incentives work, and so do disincentives. You can't just assume that handouts are always better, even though they might make you feel better about yourself. That warm feeling might just be the problem. So I'm still waiting for the $2,500 per year Obamacare is supposed to save me. In the meantime, here are some other numbers that are instead grounded in what we often refer to as reality. It will cost the federal government, taxpayers that is, $50,000 for every person who gets health insurance under the Obamacare law, the Congressional Budget Office revealed on Monday. The numbers are daunting. It will take $1.993 trillion to provide insurance subsidies to poor and middle-class Americans and to pay for a massive expansion of Medicaid and CHIP, Children's Health Insurance Program, costs. Offsetting that massive outlay will be $643 billion in new taxes, penalties, and fees related to the Obamacare law. That revenue includes quickly escalating penalties, or taxes, as the U.S. Supreme Court described them, on people who resist Washington's command to buy medical insurance. Remember what I said earlier on during the debate over Obamacare? Government predictions of cost should be regarded as a minimum. And I should add, predicted savings should be laughed off as the PR move that they are. Unless you're truly cutting programs and spending, costs go up. More free stuff that isn't free. If you're paying attention, there's a pattern here. Well, there is something that is free, your opinion. I'd like to hear it and highlight it on this show. You can call me at 267-CALL-CT0, 267-225-5280 to just give it away. Or, if you prefer memoranda, you can write me at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com. The show notes with links to all the cool stuff I mentioned, as well as a comment section and easy ways to share the episode with your social media audience are at considerthis.ctpodcasting.com. There's even a transcript there in case my vaguely northeastern United States accent is giving you fits. I'd talk slower, but I only have 10 minutes to get it all out. And so, just like they're spreading the salt on the roads in Boston, let's spread the word about this podcast and let's get you on it as well. After all, that's how we get folks to consider this.